I'm on. How's everybody doing? I've got a big introduction for you guys. This is, and you too, this is Zane Patrick Krause. Can you say hello? He is my second grandson. Have a seat, hon. It's okay. Anywhere you want. He is my second grandson, and we've got to, you've met Zane. Remember, Zane was here last week all over the floor, and Liam. Okay, yeah, I'm getting confused. That's bad. I only have two. I don't know how Miss Lynn does it. She has about 50 or 60 kids. I don't, grandkids and great-grandkids. But anyway, Liam's active. As a matter of fact, Liam can feed himself. Liam doesn't want me to get a fork and put it in his mouth. He wants to hold the fork and eat it himself. And he wants to drink himself. He wants to pull the wagon himself. Now, let me tell you about Zane. This morning, when was it, Mrs. Ashburn? 7 when he got up? 8. About 8 o'clock, I hear a, wah, wah. And I went in and got this young man, and he's in like a snowman suit. I don't get this new stuff, but anyway, we put him in this thing where he can't move. Y'all ever see that story, Christmas Story, where the little boy falls on his back and he can't get up? That's Liam this morning. So, Zane, gosh, I'm in so much trouble, grandson. But anyway, so we got him, and Julie said, well, you need to get him out of that outfit, change his diaper, and then guess what we did? We gave him a bottle. Juju gave him his bottle because he was starving to death. I'm going to give him back. So far, so good. And see, here it is right here. When he wakes up, that's the first thing he wants. And I thought about, you know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:1, listen to this, it says, like newborn babies, you should crave the pure spiritual milk so that you will grow up into a full experience of salvation. And the spiritual milk is the Bible. As you begin to read it and understand it and live it, you begin to grow up. Now, eventually, he's going to get off the bottle. But right now, that's the most important thing in his life as a new baby. As a new Christian, the most important thing in your life is that thing called the Bible. You need to read it and learn it because it will change your life. Okay? Good. All right, well, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I love and appreciate them. And I just pray that they would love the Bible and live the Bible because it will change their lives for the better. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.